Matty, back in the senior team after a bit of a stint on the sidelines, what was the sort of feedback you've received since you're back?
I think as a team in general, we're sort of moving in the right direction. The numbers are sort of looking a lot better for us, even though we're still not our best. We've got a lot of things to work on. I think we're sort of getting a bit of momentum going into the season, which is good.
And what about your personal form? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel pretty fresh after a little break, obviously, and good to be back on the side and good to be winning.
Was it just a matter of having a little breather?
Yeah, a little bit of that, and my form wasn't great, and the team's form wasn't great also, so it was good to have a bit of a break and get the head clear mentally and physically and come back fresh.
You had obviously had a positive attitude to it when Ken said you were going back for a week.
Yeah, well, I think that's the only way you can really look at it. The Magpies had a bye that week as well, so it was a good opportunity to just have a rest and have a break.
Yeah, it's sort of done anything for your mindset in terms of, rejuvenating is the right word, but just, you obviously played some of your best, almost close to your best footy on the weekend, so you're back and feel that you're contributing.
Yeah, I think as a team in general, we've gone back to training and really tried to get that 100% right and don't leave any stone unturned. I think that's starting to show in our form, which is pleasing.
Massive game, they're 5-5, you're 5-5. There's a real logjam in the middle of the ladder. This is, goes without saying, Friday night, huge test for you.
Yeah, it's obviously very exciting for us Friday night in front of a big crowd, hopefully 50,000. Get our fans along and have a really good night. But Geelong are a great side and have been for a long time, so certainly going to be a challenge for us and one that we're really looking forward to.
Been such a stop-start season, hasn't it? So it's so important just to keep trying to win now.
Yeah.
You can't afford to fall too far behind.
Yeah, that's it. And, as I said before, with our training, we're doing everything right to try and keep that momentum rolling and into the bye in a couple of weeks. So we've got a big week this week.
Matty, obviously you're out there playing on match day, so you're worrying about that. But there was obviously a spectator complaint, I think, on the weekend. Koshy and Keith Thomas doing a message people to be respectful and behave. I guess it goes without saying, you want everyone to go and cheer and, be passionate, but to be respectful of opposition fans and players.
Yeah, we certainly want our fans to be excited and enjoy the footy and obviously show respect to everyone involved. And hopefully we can have another big crowd this week and they can help get us over the line.
There has been a lot of criticism again last night based around the fans. What's your message to the fans come Friday night?
Well, as I said before, I suppose you come to the footy and enjoy it, but be respectful and, hopefully we can play the kind of footy that excites you and we'll have a good night.
Yeah, Matt, what's your sort of interpretation of Ken's sort of new buzzword about team care and, doing things perhaps off the ball to help your teammates and that sort of stuff? What do you read into that?
Yeah, I suppose that just takes you out of your individual bubble, I suppose, and if you can help a teammate and everyone's doing it, then it spreads through the group really quickly and it can only help the team and then in turn help individuals. So we want to play as a team.
Yeah, is there certain acts that or indicators that Ken and the coaches are looking for?
Yeah, well, I suppose little things like blocks and even just our defensive spread and handing over and that sort of thing. Which has been an improvement in the last couple of weeks, but we still realise we've got a bit of a way to go with that and we'll continue working on it.
Bobby Carlisle kind of spilled the beans and said that Trav gave you guys a bit of a roast or something after the game. Have you got a few points to work on this week then?
Yeah, that was just a couple of little defensive errors towards the end of the game. And Bokey as a skipper really drives the standards and we really love him for that. And he was just giving us a bit of a rev up, I suppose, and going into next week, we'll try and get it 100% right.
Do you think that reflects? I mean, earlier in the year, there a few players sort of saying that maybe you guys had gotten a little complacent. Do you think that sort of mentality or attitude, does that reflect the way things are sort of turning around, your form's coming back?
Yeah, I think as the skipper leading the way, he's been really good with that. And as I said before, we've gone back to training and just made sure we're ticking every little box and not getting ahead of ourselves in any which way. So Bokey's been great leading that.
What's your impression been this year of Jack Homsch? He's playing his 50th on Friday night. He's in sensational form.
Yeah, Homsch's been unbelievable for us and feels like he's played more than 50 games, to be honest, the way he's been playing. So we love him back there in the back six and hopefully continue improving and stay consistent.
So you sort of mature defender than 50 games?
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, if you see him play, he plays a lot higher than a sort of a young player, which he is. So it's very exciting for his future.
Just on the team first, one more. Do you think, we said before, people getting out of their individual bubble, do you think people are starting to maybe worry about their own form a bit too much and forgetting to do what's good for the collective?
Yeah, I suppose that can happen when the team's form is suffering. Everyone sort of goes into their shell a bit. So to bring the focus back to teams, pretty important to everyone involved.
Do you think you were maybe going down that track a bit before you had the week off? Do you think you were worrying too much about what you were doing and not
I was trying not to, but I suppose subconsciously sometimes it can happen. But I suppose everyone doesn't. No one wants to, you know, go against the team or anything like that. But when the team's form isn't going as well, that can happen a bit.
Jack on Paddy, if they come back this week, how much of a boost would that be for the side?
Yeah, it'd be great to have them both back. Obviously, I'm not sure how they're both going to go with training today and that sort of thing. But obviously, to have them back would be great. They're well in our best 18.
Brilliant.